Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world at kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from my morning show, Tyler Russell, on KX93.5.
You know what? You're a thinker.
Morning advice.
All that hair protects your brain and keeps it warm.
Keeps it warm.
Because you got so much hair.
Fosters my knowledge.
I love your hair.
Thank you very much.
We have other people here.
I will introduce them.
Okay.
Thank you for allowing me to. Hello, Sydney Bowen.
Hi, how are you?
16-year-old Sydney is in studio as well. And here's the reason why this is all happening, and we're talking about hair lice. There's a performance on May 10th, that's Mother's Day, at Stillwater, a showcase hosted by Rita Rudner, featuring a bunch of youthful singer-songwriters, and Sydney is one of those performing. So, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, and she has a guitar. She will play a song for us here in a bit. Does one of you want to talk about how this thing came about? This is the first time this has happened, right?
This is a one and only thing because, well, Sydney Bowen right here is one of the most talented girls in the whole universe, and we have her EP on our playlist where we play it all the time, and it goes Ingrid Michaelson, Sydney Bowen, Taylor Swift, and they're all equally as fantastic. And my daughter, Molly Bergman, is also a singer-songwriter. She's only 12, and Sydney is a great inspiration to her, and they all play together, and Sydney introduced us to these other fabulous, talented Orange County young people. And we said, wouldn't it be great if we could have a showcase where we could feature all of these people? You get to see them before they're famous.
Right.
And not only that, it's on Mother's Day at Stillwater from 5 to 7. So this is the genius of it. After you've woken up, you've made your mother a bad breakfast, and then she's had to do the dishes. You look at each other and you say, what are we going to do for the rest of the day? Well, you know what you're going to do. You're going to go to Stillwater's. It's free. It's from 5 to 7, and Stillwater's is a relatively new restaurant in town, and it has the most amazing food. And they do this thing. They serve it in a great way where, like, they do a salad and they shake it in, like, a jar and they pour it. But the bad thing is the bowls are really, really beautiful that they serve the food in, and they can't fit in my handbag because I've tried, and they're just a little bit too big, and people stop me when I'm leaving and they go, what do you have in there? So, but it's just a fabulous place, and it's going to be a fabulous event, and it's going to be the first time that people can see these wonderful people. Now, the only problem is they don't do reservations until 3 o'clock, but they're not. Can I do the phone number?
Sure, of course.
Their phone number is 949-661-6003, and you can make it, you can leave a message, or you can go to danapointstillwater.com and do it online if you're one of those people who likes to do things online. And then you can follow the salad on Twitter. I don't know what that means, but you've evidently you've got to follow everything on Twitter.
So at Stillwater Salad.
At the shakeninajar.com. And if you want to, you follow the bowl. If you want to follow the bowl, you can follow the bowl.
I think your knowledge of Twitter is a little bit lacking, Rita.
No. You're kidding. Ask me if I tweet. Go ahead, ask me.
Rita.
Yes.
Do you tweet?
I did yesterday, but then I took some antacid and it stopped. Yeah, okay, there you go. I'm so funny.
Thank you for setting
yourself
up.
You're welcome. I'm less angry though because it's past 8:30, so I'm getting less angry.
See, I told you. Calm down a little bit.
Yes. So anyway, Sydney Bowen is the most, and she has all these people. You are going to be amazed at how wonderful they are. And Sydney might sing for us later if we're really, really nice to us.
And Sydney, all these people that you've kind of come together for this thing, and a lot of them we have in studio. Gavin Bailey, who's amazing.
Yeah.
Sharp Turn Ahead, the two twins, Kyle and Brandon, right?
Benjamin.
And they performed for Lisa Loeb this weekend at the Coach
they
House.
They did.
They're all doing big things. So, you know, there's a future here for all these kids.
Absolutely, I think so. I mean, it's so great that I'm friends with them. They're all so talented. And I think it's cool that we have the showcase because we're all supporting each other. We're all local OC artists. We're under 16, you know. It's going to be a really fun event. Just everyone supporting each other in the OC.
Sydney, I have to tell you something. I'm not under 16. Is that all right? Can I still come?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought you were. So.
Yeah. Well, no, not really. But thank you very much.
Now,
by the way, I have to mention Sydney's album. Her EP is called Go.
Thank you.
Yes, and it's wonderful.
Where
and
can
you
people
all
get that?
Have to get it.
iTunes. We're getting hard copies soon if you want a hard copy, but it's all on iTunes right now.
Okay.
And you can follow it on Twitter.
You actually can.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, absolutely right. The salad, the bowl, and the album.
Everything. You just follow it. Just follow it. Keep following people. Just follow the salt.
Now, you're doing this for free.
Yes.
Just out of the kindness of your heart. Really.
Oh, yes. And I am hosting it.
Right,
because
you're hosting.
I want to support everyone who's so talented here. And also, I'm going to tell some jokes. And then I promise I won't sing, which is a plus. Because, you know what, I used to sing, but I was never very good. That's why I tried comedy. And I'm going to try out new jokes on people that I haven't tried before. And they're going to be the judge of whether they're funny or not. But most of all, it's going to be just a wonderful, supportive evening of fantastic young people. And that's one of the great things about the kids who are in the showcase. They all support each other. They sing together. They write together, you know, and they're just, I could never do this when I was a dancer. I didn't talk till I was 27. So I don't know how these people, they write and they sing these songs, and they're just fantastic, and I'm so proud of them.
And it's rare that you see an event that there isn't at least some cost covered or some admission charge. I mean, this is a Mother's Day event truly to celebrate moms and kids, and I think that's great.
Absolutely, and it's only a $2,500 donation to my favorite charity.
which is what?
Socks Without Partners, because there's so many socks they come out of the washing machine and mm-hmm. they have no one. Mm-hmm. So I have started a charity for Socks Without Partners, and it's not only socks in America, it's socks all over the world, and they can all come together and be as one.
I saw a photo yesterday online of a hook that you put above your dryer that says single and ready to mingle, and you hang one sock on each hook.
Oh, that's
and then
so
they
good.
Find a mate at some point.
They've copied my idea, haven't
they? They have.
They
have. You could sue.
Okay, well, at 9 o'clock, I have an appointment with my lawyer because I usually get so angry before 8:30 that someone sues me. I gotta sue back. Oh, follow my suing on Twitter.
Oh, good. And the bowl.
Yeah, and follow my bowl.
Rita Rudner is in studio right now. She's again hosting the singer-songwriter showcase on Mother's Day. That's May 10th at Stillwater in Dana Point, 5 p.m. It is free. And Sydney Bowen, how about you play us a song?
Alrighty.
This is a little bit of what we'll hear at that showcase. What are you going to play for us?
Yes, I'm going to. It's also, I wanted to mention, it's an all-original showcase. So
cool.
All of the artists are going to be playing originals, which I think is super cool. And this is one of my originals that's on my EP that you can follow on Twitter.
It's called Go.
It's called... That's the EP, yes. I'm playing the song, the first song on the EP, and it's called London.
Great, whenever you're ready.
All right.
There's a place that's far from here. When they speak, it's always clear. Lost in what I've always known. Now I'm breaking, going home. It's like a dream. City streets are dimly lit. It seems to be a perfect fit. 'Cause I have never gone so close. Drops of heaven fill the air. To think that I was unaware. It's like a dream is in it. The city streets are dimly lit. It seems to be a
Nice job.
Thank you.
Sydney Bowen live on KX93.5. Very well done. What was the name of that song again?
Thank you so much. That's called London.
That's called London. On the new EP called?
Go! And you can follow it. Never mind.
Sydney Bowen in studio. Rita Rudner's over there as well. Again, the showcase on May 10th. That's Mother's Day, 5 p.m. at Stillwater, hosted by Rita, featuring Sydney Bowen. Also, your daughter, Molly Bergman, performing Gavin Bailey, Sophia Dion, and Sharp Turn Ahead. Clearly, the morning doesn't affect Sydney as much as it does us before 8:40 in the morning.
No, she well, nailed you know it. Why? Because she doesn't stay up and drink all night.
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, I haven't. No, never mind. She no. It's yeah. You have to just start talking. That's all. When you're on the radio, what time do you start, Tyler?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I would still be snoring.
Well, I usually am still, but I come in anyway.
Snore for us now. Oh, that's a beautiful snore. My husband says it's like sleeping next to an elephant sleeping next to me. He's so wonderful. But we've been married for so long, I don't care what he says. The other day he said, that's a really nice shirt. And I said, thank you. He said, it covers your bottom. I said, oh my gosh.
But that's what he liked about it?
Yeah, it covered my bottom. So he didn't have to look at it. Isn't that nice? And we've been married 27 years. Now, not only we have another new event in town, I have to tell you.
Okay,
it's not only Stillwater with the amazing bowls that don't fit in my handbag. It is the Laguna Playhouse, my very, very dear friend who I've been friends with for 25 years and who I work with a lot on the road, Louis Anderson. My husband and I are bringing him to Laguna Playhouse.
Wow, that's huge.
And he is going to do a special show on Friday, June 12th at 7:30 p.m. And it's only $45 a ticket. And Louis and I, there must be more, but I don't know of them. I think we might be the last two clean comedians on earth.
Yeah, maybe.
So pretty soon they're going to put a fence around us and say, don't feed, because we're just such an oddity in this world. But that's why Louis and I work together on the road all the time.
Yeah.
Because he does the male version of the world and I do the female version of the world. And he is such a fantastic comedian.
He's great. That's a big one. That's
I know.
Huge. Yeah.
He's just terrific. And he's coming to Laguna Playhouse.
Amazing.
So I think because I was the first person to do a comedy show there, and people said, I don't know if it's going to work because people are used to, the plays there, and they're not used to comedy. But it's done really, really well, and I'm doing it every year. I'm doing New Year's Eve again because last New Year's Eve was so much fun. You know what they do? They do a 9 o'clock New Year's Eve with the New York feed.
Right.
Where they drop
so everyone
the ball.
Can go to bed.
Yeah, so I can be in bed at 10. Tyler, you're still out combing your hair someplace. But, the people like us who are over 16 like to go to sleep. So the phone number is 949-497-2787. But they don't open until 12 because they've been out drinking. So if you want a book for Mr. Louis Anderson, my money, one of the finest comedians in the entire world, Friday, June 12th, 7:30 p.m. and LagunaPlayhouse.com. And that website is always open because you can follow it on Twitter.
Anything else to plug, anybody?
No, that's it. Just Louie, but mostly Mother's Day. What you look at your mother, you go, I can't make her cook dinner. She's my mother. I don't want to make dinner. I've already burned the pancakes. So come on out to Stillwater and have the really cool food. Even their water is cool. They serve it in like a cool mason jar. And the way they serve drinks, it's just cool. Everything about it. You'd like it, Tyler. Come with me.
I've been there. I do like it.
Don't you like it with the fire pits?
Yeah, and then the bowls.
Then the bowls. See, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
And the forks. You don't use forks. You use spears. No, not really.
I don't remember that part of it.
Okay, I make some things up. I'm a comedian, so sue me. My lawyer comes on.
9 a.m.
He's on the clock at 9 o'clock.
Rita Rudner, everybody.
What? What do you want?
Such a pleasure to have
you.
No,
it's yes. Are you sure?
I was sure until now. I'm questioning it now.
No, you're not.
Okay,
what do I use on my hair? The hair tea tree oil.
Yeah, try it.
Okay.
Gets rid of the lice. It quaffs it up.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are beautiful. Sydney, we had a moment, and you're still here.
Yeah, hi. How's it going, guys?
Anything else to add?
Yes, actually. I wanted to point out that I'm going to be hosting... I host open mic night at the Point Restaurant in Dana Point every Tuesday. I've been doing it for almost 2 years now. So it's been an awesome experience, and I'm so happy to be doing it. And it's starting to grow. And Molly... Rita's daughter comes all the time.
That's where we met
her.
Miss Sydney at the Point.
Yeah,
and we sing, and everybody's. Last time we were there, it was so special because there are lots of children there, and there was this little girl. You remember the little girl dancing?
Oh, Coda.
Oh, she was. She decided she would do interpretive dance to everybody's song, and then her little sister, who was maybe two, decided they would join. And then she kept going back to your guitar and trying to smash it.
I remember that. I didn't like that as much.
Oh, and her sister kept, come over here, come over here. But it's just a family night. You know, if you want to go out with the family and have a wonderful evening, again, you don't steal the bowls there. They're regular plates, but it's still wonderful food and a wonderful evening.
And when is that again?
Every Tuesday at the Point Restaurant from 6 to 8. And almost all the artists that are playing it on Mother's Day have been and have sung it at the Point. So it's a really fun place, and it's really a great place for kids to play music.
Well, we love how local everything is and how big of a family affair this seems to be. Again, May 10th at Stillwater. And we'll see you both there and others.
I have a song.
Go ahead.
I want my daughter to sing it. And let me see if I remember. Nothing good happens after midnight. What is it, Martin? I can't remember it. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it at Stillwater.
I thought you weren't singing.
Well, yeah.
You just changed your
mind. Well, that's not singing. I don't know what that was. It's called Nothing Good Happens After Midnight. And I might get my daughter to play the guitar, and I might remember the 12:01, you have a little drink. 3 a.m. All I remember is you're on the toilet. But that's all I remember.
It needs a little bit of work.
Yeah. okay, it'll be better.
Maybe Martin will help you remember it later.
I think it's written down somewhere that maybe he burned it. he's going to the lawyer.
All right, everybody. We're going to go back to a song. Thank you, Rita.
Oh, bye-bye, Tyler.
Thank you, Sydney.
Thank you.
We're KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM.